I used to wade through endless men's health magazines, fitness magazines, forums, blog posts, the lot. And they would all host contradictory bullshit, making the process of building the body I wanted to feel actually impossible.
The Making of a Modern Man, a podcast dedicated to ambitious men who want to unlock the potential from their mind, body, and life. My name's Jack Taylor, and I'm a men's health, performance, and behavior change specialist. I believe that every man has the potential for greatness. Most just don't know how to unlock it. And that is the intention of this podcast, to help you step into your power and become the man you've dreamt of being. So if you're now ready to elevate all areas of your life, let's dive in.
What's up, guys, and welcome back. Today I'm going to talk about a mistake that I made for years. And this mistake made the process of gaining muscle a lot more difficult than it needed to be. Now, I'd imagine that if you're listening to this episode and this podcast in general, then you probably like the sound of dropping some body fat and building some lean muscle, or at least getting into better shape, trying to create that lean athletic look that most guys are after. Now, I'd imagine you've probably tried an abundance of different things to try and achieve this physique as well. And look, me too. I used to wade through endless men's health magazines, fitness magazines, forums, blog posts, the lot. And they would all host contradictory bullshit, making the process of building the body I wanted to feel actually impossible. Now, as I'm sure you can resonate with, this was extremely frustrating, and I actually found myself in this space for many, many years. I was spinning my wheels for many years, and if you're a repeat listener to the podcast, you will know that. You'll see how many times I talk about being stuck in that gap for years and how I went back and forth losing the same stone over and over again. Now, one of the things I actually heard about and read up about in that period of time was the anabolic window. So in today's episode, I'm going to be breaking down what the anabolic window is and whether it is true or not. So this term refers to the short period of time after training when your muscles are repairing and recovering. Now, it's been stated to be the 30 to 60 minute window straight after a resistance training session. Supposedly, in this 30 to 60 minute window, you should consume high levels of protein and high levels of carbohydrates. Now, this is because it is meant to create a dramatic change in your body composition if you were to do that. Now, some even state that the timing is actually more important than your daily intake of calories. So when you eat your meals and when you consume your protein and your carbohydrates is actually more important than how many calories you consume in a day. And if you miss this window, then you've essentially wasted your workout and you've missed what I like to call the gain train. Now, upon reading this, I took it as gospel, and it used to leave me feeling confused and stressed out after my sessions, because I felt like as soon as I walked out of the gym door, a ticking time bomb had started. I needed to find the nearest chicken breast as soon as possible. And you know what? I'll admit it. I even used to skip workouts if I knew that I couldn't eat within 30 minutes after a training session. Seriously. Well, I'm going to tell you what I wish someone had told me years ago, because I still get questions about the anabolic window on a monthly basis. I get guys asking me, what is that period of time? Is it a myth? Is it true? What evidence is there? What should I be eating directly after a session? Should I eat before a session? So I'm going to tell you what I wish someone told me. It is just simply not true. There are many studies that show that there is no difference whatsoever to the muscle that you gain if you were to eat between 1 to 3 hours after your session. 1 to 3, right? And according to this study that was ran by Brad Schoenfeld and Alan Aragon, who are two OGs in this field of muscle building, the anabolic window could last up to 4 to 6 hours around a training session, depending on the size and composition of the meal. Now, that's not after, that's around. So that could be an hour before. So within a 4 to 6 hour window, anywhere in that window of time, you can eat and train and still get the same level of response. Now, I'm actually going to put the study that they ran into the show notes, because I'm a big believer in education leading to autonomy. Education, when applied, is the thing that can set you free from bullshit. So I'm going to put that study into the show notes so you can read it yourself. Now, what should you do with this information? You don't have to rush off to the fridge immediately after your last rep on the chest press machine. So what do you actually need to do in order to maximize your muscle growth? You need to hit your daily protein goal and try to consume protein every 4 hours. So if we look at the fact that, as that study suggested, a 4 to 6 hour window around your training session, right? If you just aim to eat protein every 4 hours, you therefore don't have to worry about that. You know that if every 4 hours you're getting some form of protein, one, you're more likely to hit your daily protein goal, and two, you're going to be training within that period of time at some point in the day anyway. So you don't need to worry about this anabolic window. You're going to have it covered. So make sure within a 24-hour window you're hitting your protein target and you will be absolutely fine. And if you're not sure how to work it out, here is the calculation. Take your weight in kilograms and times it by anywhere between 1.2 to 2.2. And whatever that equals is your daily protein target in grams. And again, I will put that calculation into the show notes for you, because I'm that guy. Now, hopefully from this week's episode of Myth Busting, it will ease the pressure around training and make the process of building muscle more enjoyable and more effective, because I know it definitely did for me. And if you see a guru spouting something different, just remember, the industry is filled with people who completed a £99 online course and applied to be on Love Island and thought that that was enough to give them credibility. Stay safe out there, guys, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Guys, I appreciate you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did and you found it valuable. To make sure you don't miss an episode like this in the future, hit that subscribe button. But until then, take ownership, take action, and keep hustling.